coming up on episode number 1,300. Yeah, 13, right? It is an unlucky number, but lucky for you, we're not going to be focusing on bad luck. We're going to be focusing on good luck today with songs all about superstition, luck, and the number 13. It is the luckiest episode of Coverville ever, and all happens right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. I'm Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville Today. The theme, lucky. Lucky you. This is luck. It's, you know, like I said, episode 1300. This Friday is a Friday the 13th, so people will be thinking about luck. And I figured, you know, this is a good theme, a good different theme, not a birthday, but something different for a change. So let's hope it. Let's hope our luck holds out with today's show. Let's go ahead and get things started with a great tune. When you're thinking about luck, you're thinking about games of chance, gambling perhaps, and you might be thinking of Frank Sinatra and a little song called Luck Be a Lady. This is covered by the rock cover band of Frank Sinatra called Frank Sin from their 2007 album Gods and Broads. Here's Luck Be a Lady.
Lady tonight. Never I met you, I never have seen you cry. If never the first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show.
I found you.
You Got Lucky, you found Coverville. That's Tom Petty's You Got Lucky, covered there by Setting Sun from the 2009 online downloadable collection Buffet Libre Rewind Volume 2. I don't think those are available anymore on the Buffet Libre site. However, you probably can find them somewhere. If you do a little digging around, you might be able to find the Buffet Libre Rewind albums. A couple great cover albums that were free downloads, and both of them have some great stuff. I've played a few songs from them here on Coverville. If I'm in luck, I just might get picked up originally by Bette Davis, not the Bette Davis B-E-T-T-E, but the Bette Davis from the 1970s, former wife of jazz musician Miles Davis, Bette Davis, who released this album, self-titled album in 1973, just so much funk on there. Neil Schon from Santana and Journey is on there. The Pointer Sisters are on there. And that song is on there. If I'm in luck, I just might get picked up. I keep wanting to put the just after the might. I might just get picked up. Mark Lessereau with that version right there from his 2013 album, Get Your Back Up Off the Wall. Garbage before that with a cover of Big Stars 13 that you could only find if you picked up their single, Push It, if the CD single was available. I think it is on one of those deluxe greatest hits compilations, the extra disc versions of Absolute Garbage, which is the album, the greatest hits album that came out a few years ago. Love hearing Garbage. Can't wait to hear more music from them. Maki no Miya, because I have to have a Japanese pop singer in here if I can find one. Hard Luck Woman, originally by Kiss. You'll get that on her album, Miss Maki no Miya Sings. And Frank Sinn at the top of that set with a song that he popularized originally from Guys and Dolls, a lesser composition, that is Luck Be a Lady, which I kind of always spontaneously sing to myself when I walk in, or hum to myself when I walk into a casino. It's true. True story. Let's get over to Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Lucky Man. This one covered by Jim James, or if you prefer, Yim Yames, from his 2017 album Tribute 2, Volume 2. Here is his version of Lucky Man.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Oh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was laid. Oh, what a lucky man. save him. So he lay down and he died. Oh, what a lucky man he was. Oh, what a lucky man he was. Oh, what a lucky man he was.
Just me and you, with a little more.
Boom a did do day, but on did don't a did today. Boom did don't day, didn't do it, did he? But on did he, but it did on. Ben did it, and the on. Ben did it, and the on. I don't get many things right the first time, in fact. I'm told that a lot. Now I know all the wrong turns and stumbles and falls brought me here. Where was I before the day that I first saw your lovely face? Now I see it every day. And I know that I am the luckiest. Don't it, don't it, did it, but on, did it, but on. What if I'd been 50 years before you, in a house on the street where you lived. Maybe I'd be outside as you passed on your bike. Would I know? She stayed for a couple of days and passed away. Well, I'm sorry, I know that's a strange way to tell you that I know that we belong.
Raise the bar and our cars to the sun. The sun, we're up all night for good fun.
Mr. Lucky. That one comes from Henry Mancini, originally covered there by Elliot Easton's Tiki Gods. Yes, Elliot Easton, the lead guitarist for the Cars, the band The Cars, included that on a tribute to the music of Henry Mancini called Shots in the Dark, which came out in 1996 and has a very young photograph, pre-acting career maybe, or early acting career photograph of Rose McGowan on the front, kind of doing a Pulp Fiction style photograph. Elliot Easton's Tiki Gods with a cover of Mr. Lucky. Before that, Daughter with their cover of Get Lucky, originally by Daft Punk with Pharrell Williams. That one recorded for the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge back in 2013. Sarah Gazarek, or Gazarek, I'm going to say Gazarek, that's easier, rolls right off the tongue. Sarah Gazarek with a cover of Ben Folds' The Luckiest from her album Blossom and Bee, a great jazz version of that Ben Folds song from 2012. The Masticators covering Paul McCartney from a tribute album that came out in 2001. A pair of tribute albums came out with indie and mainstream Atlanta artists covering Paul McCartney. One of them was called Coming Up. That's the one that one came from. The Masticators with their cover of A Little Luck. And Yim Yames from My Morning Jacket goes by Yim Yames and Jim James from his second volume of covers called Tribute 2, Volume 2, from 2017. Lucky Man, originally by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. We got one set of music left, and let's throw a little celebrity on here. Maggie Gyllenhaal included this song in the film Happy Endings. She performs it in the movie, and of course it ended up on the soundtrack. Originally by a band called Sign of the Fox from 2005, here's Maggie Gyllenhaal with her cover of How Lucky Am I?
Bucks to spare, and I don't even 'Cause you shine on me wherever you are. When I'm lost, you'll be my guide. I just turn around and you're by my side. Starlight, first star I see tonight. Starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, first star I see tonight. Be my lucky star, 'cause you make the darkness seem so far. I just think of you and I start to glow. I need your light, and baby, you know. Starlight, first star I see tonight. Starlight, make everything alright. Starlight, first star I see tonight. Starlight. I know you're gonna make everything all right. You may be my lucky star, but I'm the luckiest by far. You may be my lucky star, but I'm I'm the luckiest by far.
You may be
my lucky star. What you do to me, baby, you know. I'm the luckiest by far. Starlight, first star I see tonight. Starlight, make everything alright.
Love that. That is Violet Isle with their cover of Radiohead's Lucky. That one comes from the tribute to Radiohead called Every Machine Makes a Mistake, which came out in 2010. Really, really cool album and such a great version of that song. And a great way to end an episode all about luck with a song that's simply called Lucky. Trying Your Luck before that, originally by The Strokes. Kudos to if you recognize that. Derridorian is the band that covered it for the Stereo Gum tribute album to The Strokes' first album, Is This It, which was just called Stroked. Mark Lessereau with a cover of Madonna's Lucky Star, that one from Get Your Back Up Off the Wall from 2013. Superstition, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, covering Stevie Wonder there. A song that was originally going to be a Jeff Beck release. Stevie Wonder recorded a version of it and then wrote it basically for Jeff Beck, who also recorded a version of it, but Stevie Wonder's producers or label released Stevie's version first, so it became a Stevie Wonder original. And Stevie Ray Vaughan covering with Double Trouble there. And Maggie Gyllenhaal with her cover of How Lucky Am I from a band called Sign of the Fox, 2005. I think they only released one album, but that was their single from that. You'll find that on the Happy Endings soundtrack from 2005. That's going to do it. That's going to bring us right to the end of our roll. We crapped out with a 7. Oh, no. Next shooter, please. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to roll your own dice and talk to me, email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also visit the website coverville.com. It's got everything you need right there for cover songs. You can leave your comments on the show notes of any episode. Check out links to where you can buy any of the songs that you hear on the show if they are available, and find out more details right there at coverville.com. We'll be back on Friday with Guess the Connection. For those of you who are patrons, if you're not yet a patron and want to support the show, please visit patreon.com/coverville. Like I said, we'll be back Friday with Guess the Connection, win prizes, and guess the connection between 6 songs. Or back here next week on another Wednesday for another show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.